Howdy, folks, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 462. Better the second time. Trust you guys are doing well. Here we are, second week of August. It's kind of been interesting here around the ranch. The wave of hatchling hummingbirds, we had about a total maybe two dozen more. Well, they seem to have moved on, and it got quiet for a couple days except for our one calliope, which, as I posted, he just sticks with us. He's just the cutest little thing. And then a couple days ago, it looks and appears to be the next wave of young hummers have shown up. So we got about 10, which is fun. But now we've got some of our returning spring birds coming through as they head towards the south. It's that kind of year. Sharon and I kind of look at some of the things that are going around with the plants and birds in our one tree at Tamarack. It's already starting to get a little bit of fall color. And here it is, the middle of August. So if you're in Montana, you know we've had, we were in long pants and sweatshirts on Thursday, Friday. It got down in the 40s and didn't get above 61 here. So, boy, fall, technically, it's still a month off, but hey, get out there and do it while you can. This episode of the Moose Podcast is being recorded with the Adobe Podcast Beta, which produces not only the sound, so I'm using their enhanced voice to clean up the audio. They also produce the transcript, like you might see there on the blog post for the podcast. And you can go to many different places to find the podcast, you know, Amazon or iTunes or Spotify. Spotify has the transcript from Castos and, of course, has the ability you can reach out, say hello, ask questions. There's a couple of you who keep doing that. I wanted to say thank you. I appreciate the conversation. It's how we move the ball forward and keep the photography fresh. So thanks ever so much for doing that. Still reading the memoirs of a kamikaze pilot. It's just a fascinating read. A 17-year-old pilot went on 9 suicide sorties, and yet he's around to write his memoir. I shake my head and I wonder, you know, kind of puts a few things in perspective. So I got a couple books on route to me, but still that's what I'm reading. If you've got a book that you're enjoying, I hope you reach out, email, go to Spotify, leave a comment. Always looking for good titles, whether it be photography or history or the mind. I like those all. So I'd love to hear what you're reading. Want to thank my good friends at Bedford, bedfords.com. You know, over the weekend and extended to yesterday, they had a huge sale on their used gear. Big sale, big prices, some great deals. Now, I bring this up because Friday, I posted a thing about the Coolpix A. It's you know, 2013. I got mine, and it's just a killer camera, and you're only going to find it someplace used. If you want to buy some used gear, place to get it is at Bedford, especially this past weekend. You know, call them up, talk to them, look at their website, and if you need new gear, of course, they've got the new gear, no matter the brand. And they've got Benro products. People ask me about Benros. They stock a lot of it. If they don't have it in stock, it's because some of it, like the Mammoth tripod and Wildlife Head, for example, it's actually not sometimes stockable because it is a hot commodity. But if anyone's going to get it for you, it'll be the guys at Bedford. You'll get the Bedford price, you get the service. And of course, when you check out, you get the Moose discount. You can head to, latest was on YouTube, a person faithful for that you know, that money back after a nice purchase. So Bedfords, go to the 7 stores, give them a call, head to the web. Just remember to tell them that Moose sent you, get that discount, and thank them for all they do to move photography forward for all of us, and of course, for sponsoring the Moose podcast. Now, talking about that Coolpix A for a second, I had a couple emails, people going, it looks kind of brand new. You've had it since 2013. How could it look brand new? Yeah, that's one of the things I'm kind of notorious about. I keep my gear in, I just don't beat it up for a lot of reasons. The main reason is like right at the moment, I've kind of been on call for a client. And once something happens, I have to be able to jump and go. And my gear is if I just don't take care of it or it's in the shop, then how can I take care of that client? Move it a little bit forward. If I don't take care of my gear and I see the fawns frolicking in the back, I've got my little friend, Mr. Clypey, that's perched somewhere and gear's not working. So I take great care of it. You can head to the YouTube channel. You can see how I deal with the sensor. Head to the website, look at gear cleanings, a search on it. You'll see that the basics that I do to take care of my gear, then even with the mirrorless, it goes in once a year to get serviced. So when the Z9 went in, whatever it was, April this year, I think is when it went in. I took advantage of they replaced some of the leatherette if you're an MPS member for free. So I got that taken care of because a little knobby thing on the back where your thumb rests, I had worn that to slicky slick. So that's why my gear looks the way it does. I just take care of it. Simple things, but just keeps me working. Now, on the same kind of note, somebody asked about how often I have to send gear in for repair. Yeah, I don't have that issue. The last thing that went in was my Z24-72.8, and it had taken a hard knock when I knew it. And interestingly, it functioned just fine. It was sharp as could be, but when I zoomed it out, I didn't like the feel of it. There's nothing mechanically wrong. I just didn't like the feel of it. I couldn't figure it out. And Nikon, well, they did. And otherwise, I just don't have gear that doesn't work. It all works. And that's how you stay in business. So just a little, couple questions about, gear condition. That's how I do it. So working here around the ranch on projects, and if you weren't aware, we kind of bought a fixer-upper. That's been kind of nice. We really love the land, and the house, you can be fixed up. But the land, it is what it is, and it is spectacular. So we spent time working on the house. And there's these four doors that are painted white. Sharon liked the doors, but didn't like the white paint. I didn't like the white paint either. So she wanted to strip off the paint, put them back to how we like it, which is kind of a dark pine kind of look. No problem, right? But of course, if anybody knows on a house project, right, just because you said so. So the four doors. So I always, when I start a project, something especially like this, I pick the one that, is going to see the least amount of people. So I can make all the mistakes on that first one, kind of learn the process. And so I can, as I go to the next, I get better. And of course, the second was better. And the third even better. And the fourth, perfect. It's quite a while ago that I learned that better the second time is and can be heartbreaking. It can be frustrating, especially in photography. Now, when it smacked me in the face was many, many years ago, a couple of decades ago. I was teaching up at Sundance, Robert Redford's place there in Colorado, and I was working on the next day's lessons plan, and it involved actions. And I have, back in the day, if you remember the website, it had this kind of elaborate, looked like a poster when I posted a photograph, the photograph and drop shadows and mat, blah, blah, blah. And it was a real elaborate action to, you know, once I got the photograph, I just clicked the action in Photoshop and it would make the poster. And it saved a hell of a lot of time. Well, I was working on this and working on the action that I was going to help the students with the next day, class. And I to this day, I have no idea what I did, but I deleted them all, as in poof, gone. And like I said, this is probably 2001, 2002. And there I am up in Sundance. And yeah, I remember back then Photoshop came in a whole lot of CDs you would load, and there's no downloads for things and very little internet. And so I called a good friend, Peter, and who is godsend, knows this stuff. I said to Peter, I said, is there any way these are somewhere I could find them and blah, blah, blah. And he said, nope. He said, the only words of encouragement I can give you is that it'll be better the second time. He said, it's always better the second time. Now, what does that mean for us? It means that the first time we do something is the first time, and we'll be quite enthralled with it. We want to post it on Instagram. We want to put all this information, which is useless, like camera body and f-stop and shutter speed, as if somebody were to go in that spot with those numbers and they'd get the picture. It doesn't work that way. I mean, less is more. It just means that when we take that photograph, we should know that that is not going to be the end all. If we had the exact scenario again, which so many times I wish I could, you know, have that, you're going to do better. You want a perfect example? Just go into any of your photographs that you really love, that you finished. Go to the raw file. Don't go to the actual finished file. Go to the actual raw file and process it all again. So that means you go into your folder, you get rid of all the sidecars. So when that raw file pops up, finish it. I guarantee you, you'll do it differently. A lot of times, majority of the time, speaking for myself, I'm going to finish it better with fewer moves and a smaller file to boot. That is something that is just human nature, that we have this capability of locking in on the first one, thinking that's the end all, when we proved ourselves over and over again that the second time, or maybe third or fifth, or me in some case, the 50th time, is better than the first. Another great example you could work with is, think about, explore, is flash photography. Think about your first flash photographs. You probably were just happy to get light on the subject. And that was, that was a monumental step there. And the fact you had light, boom, okay, success. But if you kept working on flash, you slowly realize that just having light on a subject isn't enough. No, the play of light and the way, I mean, you start doing that more and more. You look at somebody like McNally and you realize what a master he is. Or Audrey, another fellow ambassador, her use of light on subjects at midday, Midtown, looks like Manhattan, I'm not sure. The light's gorgeous. So then you look at your first flash, or my first flash, you go, ooh, I'm not worthy, you know. It's because it's the second time, it's going to be better. So what does that knowledge do for us in our photography? It means we have to keep moving and working on what we have done and not be satisfied with the first time. We need to learn from that first and move to the second, even if it's a repeat. Just because we like it doesn't mean it's done, successful. It's just the first stepping stone where we move forward. Interesting thing is I get a lot of folks who email and ask, where do I get these topics that I have for articles and for podcasts and blog posts? One guy said, do you ever shut up? And I was like, yeah, no, I don't. No. And where do I get this stuff? It's because I'm out doing it. I'm just in the process of creating. Now, like I've mentioned a million times, everything I create, you don't see. It's kind of like those four doors. The first one I start on, yeah, you won't see it because it won't look so good. But the fourth one, right? That one you're going to see, it looks really nice. It's the same principle or concept. Knowing that we will improve if we let ourselves improve. We will improve if we look for our strengths and then build us up by understanding the weaknesses that need to be polished. Not be brutal to ourselves, not put ourselves down, not say you're not worthy, because that's not the point. If you're out there clicking, you are worthy. It's just that some of us have clicked a little bit more than others, so we're perhaps further down that, you know, road, path, pixel, whatever it is, in our photography. You just have to understand one really important thing about this process. You're going to be better the second time. You folks have a marvelous week. You take care, get out there and shoot. We're just going to screen through this month. I got the feeling. That's okay. Photography is all about memories. So go out and make some memories. Make every click your story.